at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone. Presented by Epic Health today at the Little Rock Touchdown Club. Justin Akre joined by Chris Kane. And coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk to Tom Osborne, the Nebraska and college football legend. He's a college football Hall of Famer. Chris wants to talk about the two-point conversion. I wonder how many times he's been asked.
What do you do? It's a typical thing.
No, that's it. Look, if I interviewed O.J. Simpson, I'd ask him about the murder. I mean, first question out of the gate, probably be my last question, too. Now, about that murder, you want to... You know what I do?
I would ask about the drive.
I go Jim Granham and I go.
What'd you do?
You want to come clean now? After all these years, OJ, you want to come clean? Come on. It's just us talking.
Not just a murder. I'd ask him about that. What were you thinking when you were driving that Bronco? What was going through your mind?
Now, Pete, after all these years, Pete, do you want to come clean about the gambling?
Really, Jim? It's really? The All-Star right game. You're honoring me tonight. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Teddy Williams is over there still sitting there with his head still connected to his shoulders.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, I want to spill my guts to you on live TV now, you idiot. He should have smacked him in the head. I would have loved it if Charlie Hustle would have punched Jim Gray in the face that night. But he didn't.
No.
Nobody's perfect.
No, no one's perfect.
But that would have been very forgivable. Game balls and jock straps. Email them. You can also call us 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. I assume everyone has the email by now, but if you don't, it's thezone at 1037thebuzz.com.
Smells good.
It does. Is there pizza today? It smells like pizza. Speaking of, the Jim's Razorback Pizza Report coming up at 11:06 today.
Nice.
And we'll have Getting Defensive with Matt Harris in that hour as well.
Excellent.
So a couple of things here. We have NCAA tournament teams like, you know.
Pardon?
The UALR women. Ever heard of them?
Yes.
They have released their schedule, and the men have released their schedule as well. And I will talk about those as soon as I get a chance to peruse them, because otherwise I'm going to do them a disservice, and I don't want to do that.
All right. So. Coming in just a minute ago, I think that was Eminem playing, right? Big Baby? Maddie?
Yes, that was that new song, Berserk.
Oh, okay, good, good. I was just making sure because I saw something about that this weekend.
Well,
you
we
saw
have
it,
that audio.
Right?
Yeah, did
oh,
you see
good.
The...
Oh, good. Thank you, Lord.
Well, we don't have the whole thing, but yeah, for those of you who missed it, the Michigan-Notre Dame game, they in the booth was Kirk Herbstreit and Brent Musburger. Eminem went up there, and he had this... I think he was being intentionally bizarre.
He was trying to be silly.
He was, and it was mission accomplished in a big, big way.
I got to give him a game ball for that, right?
Yeah, it was thoroughly bizarre.
With his upcoming album?
It was pretty funny, but while Brent Musburger was slobbering all over him, and he kept calling him Marshall. You know, and they identified
Marshall.
Him in the Super as Marshall Mathers, which I know is his real name. But he kept, and then at one point he called him Mathers. And I'll tell you another thing, Mathers.
Didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I didn't catch that.
But, I mean, the whole thing is like, look, he's Eminem. Call him Eminem. And I know maybe Brent's not comfortable with that. But if you're the producer, go, look, bro, he's Eminem.
Well, you call him Slim Shady.
You could call him Slim Shady.
The new album is the Marshall Mathers LP, too. So
he was trying to go off that. Yeah.
I don't care. Okay, everybody knows it's Eminem. I mean, my thing is...
My wife asked the same thing. Why not just call him Eminem?
Thank you. If Sade comes on, do you call her by her birth name? I'm pretty sure that's not her birth name.
What about Prince and Madonna?
I mean, yeah. You call Cher by her birth name?
I call her Madge.
Anyway, here's a snippet of it as they were slobbering all over each other. It was pretty funny. Are we not on the right page? Sorry, Matt. Did I throw you a curve?
Marshall, again, it was a pleasure having you with us here.
Absolutely. And, Brett, just like, you know, they have fantasy football or whatever, I got you on my fantasy announcer team. You being a legend, and, you know, if you got with Al Michaels, man, and John Madden and just called one Lions game, man, that would be like a dream come true for me, man.
That's great, man.
You are a legend, my friend. Thank you.
You are the legend, my friend.
Yeah. I'm really uncomfortable right now.
We all are. Poor Kirk Herbstreit's over there going, hey, can you throw me a bone?
The interview clearly went too long because the game starts in the middle of it, and they have to make play calls, you know.
They should have let him call some plays. Yeah. That would have been interesting, like what you guys did with the governor.
That's right. I promise you, if I figured you'd be here. This is the number one Nebraska fan in Arkansas right
Oh,
here.
Really?
Yes. And also the strongest Nebraska fan in Arkansas probably as well. But anyway, yeah, if I was in that situation, I don't know what I would do. But it was and look, that's elite company for sure. Al Michaels, John Madden.
Absolutely.
And Brent is one of those black or white guys typically. Most people don't go, yeah, I could take him or leave him.
Yeah.
It's either, man, I really like Brent Musburger. Gee, I cannot stand Brent Musburger. I'm in the I like Brent Musburger camp.
Did you like how he asked? How he asked Marshall.
Yes.
What he would think about the line tomorrow on the Lions game, the 4.5-point spread against Minnesota, a notorious suspected gambler asking him on live television about a line in a game.
I don't think Marshall even understood what he was talking about.
No,
I think he did, but he sort of blew it off. Like I don't bet on the Lions, and
you know, whatever.
He was like, oh, I don't want to jinx it.
Is what he said.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to jinx it. But anyway, sorry to throw you guys a curveball, but I heard the song and I just was making sure that was
it. He didn't jinx it. They won and covered, right?
I think
I'll check the scores.
Yeah.
I know they won.
Was it 4.5? Because I think they got that.
Yeah, I think they won by a touchdown, actually. So the Vikings, 24. The Lions, 34. That would be a win and a cover.
Woo!
Congratulations, Marshall or Mathers or Slim, however you want to be called, whatevs. Congratulations to all the winners yesterday, including the Cowboys, who forced 6 turnovers. They didn't really force 6, but they got 6.
They got it, yeah.
I mean, they forced a few.
They were there.
Yeah.
They took them.
Jockstrap to the referees in the Packers-Niners game. For those who missed it, there was a terrible personal foul taken. And that was, look, that's totally on the Packers, admittedly. Then there was a little scrum that ensued after that.
It involved Hercules?
Yeah. Okay. Personal foul v. personal foul, dead ball fouls. They should have been fourth down and short. Instead, they replay the down, and the Niners score a touchdown.
Mm.
Now, look, I don't know if it would have made the difference, but you take 4 points off the board and give them the field goal. That makes it 31-28. Maybe the Packers kick a field goal late instead of trying to throw a Hail Mary that didn't go so well on that last play.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Great game, nonetheless.
It was.
I was watching the end of it there.
More importantly, their pass defense has some real issues in it. And Anquan Boldin is an above-average receiver.
I'm not ready
to call him great, but he's really good. But Colin Kaepernick, 412 yards, 3 touchdowns. And Boldin was the main beneficiary of the great performance by Kaepernick yesterday. It was just...
not a bad acquisition in the offseason.
I believe the phrase is like shooting fish in a barrel.
Mm.
It was like shooting Packers in a barrel yesterday. I can tell you this much.
Easy?
That was easy pickings, I'll tell you that much. Boy, did you see that game yesterday? The Packers couldn't get no stopping at all.
None?
Their pass defense had more holes than a big block of cheese. It was unbelievable.
Good Lord.
Red says, game ball to Eminem for doing exactly what he wanted to do. Get people talking. Jockstrapped to the heat at the Razorback game. Amen to that, bro.
Word.
Game balls and jockstraps. Send them to the zone at 1037thebuzz.com, and Matt will pick your poison. Matt, what do you have for prizes today? I'll let you go through the sheet in a little bit here, and you can tell them what
they can. Okay, I do know something we haven't mentioned. You know that fight this weekend? What is it? Mayweather-Canelo or something like that?
I thought that was the 14th.
Is that not this weekend?
I thought it was this coming weekend.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, it's this coming week.
Yeah,
yes.
We've got tickets. People can go see it at some theater in
Okay,
Conway.
I thought you were doing the old trickaroo. Okay, I've got tickets to the Razorback game against Samford if you want to go to that one.
Woo! I heard it's a doozy.
I'll sell you 2 for 100 each. Jason says, game ball to the Arkansas Navy SEAL Adam Brown tribute at the Razorback game.
Absolutely, I totally
just had something in my eyes while that video was playing. Yes. Darn dust.
Mm. That's something in both eyes.
Game ball to UCA for the effort on the road. I doubt Colorado would want to play him in Conway right now. And jockstrap to the Steelers' offensive line. I thought they'd be bad, but they suck more than any O-line has ever sucked before. 32 yards rushing, 5 sacks allowed. And the guard chop-blocked his own center and blew out his knee for the year on the first drive.
Oh, that was bad, too.
So cool to hear the business mention.